Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yeah, doing well. Just will probably miss a couple days of practice. So, nothing too serious.
That's the update on Rasmus Dahlin from Lindy Ruff this morning after the first of three practice sessions for this currently large, although not Toronto-sized large, training camp roster that the Sabres are putting in. Did you know, Marty, that the Maple Leafs have... did you know how many Maple Leafs are in camp? Take a guess how many forwards.
72.
They have 42 forwards.
Yes,
in their
they
camp.
Have a very high number of players in camp, and might as well just invite everybody, give them that life experience. You know,
exactly. Got
to see Brian Burke at the NHL meetings, right? And I had heard him talk on radio about his job as a GM was to give players life experiences and that he reminded me that he used the word postcards. Like, we want to give them postcards. So the Sabres are going to Munich. That's a postcard. Going to Prague. That's a postcard. I'm trying to give my players more postcards. You go to camp in Toronto, Duffer. That's a postcard. You get a Toronto postcard, to send out to your family and friends.
You're more likely to get a Rogers fridge magnet, but that's for another day. 42 forwards, 26 defensemen, 7 goalies for the Leafs. The Sabres have 32 forwards, 20 defensemen, and also 7 goalies. So maybe 7 is the interesting number to try to keep all these goalies employed. Plenty of PTOs with former Sabre names attached today, which we may or may not get to on this Jack Quinn's 23rd birthday.
He's not young anymore. Yes, he's not young anymore. He's 23.
In what world is 23 not young? Like, you and I are going to have major issues this year if you think 23 is not young.
In the word that I think of Jack Quinn as a young kid, right? Because I feel like he's still 19 or 20, and 23 is like a lot older than 19 or 20 years old. So I'm saying when you pass your jersey number, you're not young anymore. My jersey number was 43. When I got to 44, I was not young anymore. I think he's gotten to 23. That's one more than 22. I'm going to say he's not young anymore. That's the way it goes.
Well, 22 is 23, and yet 26 is the talking point based on the injury update. What do you take from the rough news on Rasmus Dahlin?
Okay, basically the soundbite was he's doing well, going to miss a couple of days of practice, so nothing too serious. Great. It would have been a really, really tough morning if Lindy Ruff had come up to talk to the media and said, Dahlin is week to week, because we know what that means. Week to week almost means a month or two, and we're looking at a long time without Rasmus Dahlin. So a couple days of practice. Look, really, to be honest with you, Rasmus Dahlin doesn't have to play any preseason games. He can go on October 4th if he wants to.
That's not right.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, do you remember last year and the players that were not integrated into the mix, i.e. Connor Clifton and others who didn't play preseason games and then the start that they got off to?
I'm not comparing
Dahlin to Clifton. I'm saying in the way this is structured right now, I think based on their grouping already and what they are clearly trying to accomplish. Look, we've debated all summer who's playing with who on the blue line. And I get it. You could say it doesn't matter who you put with Rasmus Dahlin. It does matter who you put with Rasmus Dahlin. If their focus is on getting guys together and getting chemistry, then I think it matters that he plays some preseason games.
Okay. If he's 100% healthy and you're like, Dahlin doesn't need to play preseason games, I'd agree with you. If he's not 100%, and you're not going to play him Saturday night, you're not going to play him Monday, you're going to go to Red Bull in Munich next Friday, a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is he okay to go? If he's okay to go, he plays that game. That's the only one. But if he's not 100%, he's not playing in that one. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, I want him health priority. He's going to play with Owen Power or Bo Byram or Henry Yokiaru. He's played with all three of them. It's fine. So if he was 100% healthy, I totally agree. If he's not, I'm saying he's the least of my concern if he gets to October 4th and hasn't played any preseason action. Do I want to see 95 to 99.9% of the regular play Saturday night? Yes. Do I want to say 95 to 99.9% of the regular play next Friday? Yes. To be ready for October 4th? Absolutely. It's already a limited amount of preseason games for the group to play together. So I want to see them play in those two preseason games. But when it comes to Dahlin with this injury, I'm saying it's not at the top of my priority list. Oh, I want to see Dahlin in preseason. I'm going to say get him healthy. And the way Lindy Ruff talked, it wasn't that concerning, that serious. So I think you'll probably give it a go knowing Rasmus Dahlin next Friday against Red Bull, but definitely not worried about him Saturday or even Monday. I wouldn't put him in there.
I was only reacting to your comment.
No idea. Yes.
That you didn't think it was
important
for him to
be in the
preseason.
Thanks for waking me up this afternoon. I was a little sleepy going into the show, and now you just, you took your
finger
and you jabbed me in the side like Robert Ray likes to do every time he sees me. He grabs my love handles and he says, Marty, you're getting old, man. So yeah, you got me going right in the side there in the kidney.
Well, we try to keep reminding people that words are important and, you know, clarity might help a situation. But I also, not to jab or prod or poke at here, but I didn't really get anything even close to affirmative or confident from you in what you believe is the right pairing for Rasmus Dahlin when you just rattled off, well, he could play with this and play with this and he could play with this and it doesn't matter. I do think at the end, like, maybe I still have an old, I don't even know if it's an old school obsession. Maybe I still have a small obsession with, it's nice to have a partner. And especially when, and like we talked about this, obviously, we've talked about it every of the 6 years of Dahlin's career from the moment he stepped in as an 18-year-old. You know, would it be better? Would it be nice to? I asked these questions to Ralph Krueger and Phil Housley and
Tom. We're going back here, people.
But I get it. There's no cut and dried answer, right? Should he have had a 32-year-old veteran defenseman with him at all times when he was 18? I don't know. I've liked Rasmus's career. Most people have. Most people have nothing but incredible praise for this amazing talent and gifted cerebral player that Dahlin is, not to mention his competitive juices, which are, you know, when you marry that with the skill set that he has, it's always a reminder of why he was a first overall pick. But I'm still curious and wanting to know, like, who you think and who others think he should actually be playing with most of the time.
So I feel like the Sabres, first thought was Darlene Power. When they got on the ice yesterday, and the way that the structure was yesterday, it feels like it was Darlene with Owen Power. And then today at practice, we saw everybody being kind of elevated. So Byram, who was with Joki Aho yesterday, elevated to be with Power. Samuelson, who was with Clifton yesterday, elevated to be with Joki Aho. Bryson, who was with Gilbert yesterday, elevated to be with Clifton. And Ryan Johnson got up to the main group. So those are like the elevation. So it tells me Darlene and Power were the pair that was going to go together. Now, funny enough, I just pulled a really quick last season 5-on-5 Corsi percentage, right? Shot attempts percentage differences with teammates. When Darlene was playing with somebody or without somebody, the number one defenseman that he had most success with when it comes to shot attempt difference is Owen Power. They had a 60.1% with Owen Power when you look at the Corsi percentage. So that's number one. Number two is Henry Joki Aho at 55%. So there was a 5% difference with Owen Power and Henry Joki Aho. And then after that, Bo Byram was pretty low. But the sample was a little smaller, too, in the way that they were, you know, just from the end of this, the trade deadline on. But originally, I thought Darlene Joki Aho, Power, Byram. That's how I looked at it. You know, I looked at, I think, Joki Aho, especially in the second half last year, after a tough first half where he didn't even know if he was playing sometimes, what was going on there, how much ice time he was going to get. I looked at Joki Aho playing really well in the second half and playing well with Rasmus Dahlin in the second half. So that would have been my pairing, Dahlin, Joki Aho, Byram with Power. But that's because your top four is your top four. That is your top four. You can interchange all these pieces. You can play Darlene with Power and Byram with Joki Aho and see what you got. The numbers tell you Darlene had his best on ice puck possession shot attempt percentage with Owen Power. So if you pull the analytics and you say, okay, what are we going to start with? That's probably the way to go. But I still think that we're going to see some movement in the top four with a healthy Darlene and with Power, Joki Aho, and Byram.
Which defenseman, if this is even possible to answer, is it most important to have a consistent partner with? Like when you look at, again, Byram was limited.
I think it's Bo Byram.
Yeah?
I think it's Bo Byram that needs to have a more consistent partner with. And the reason why I said is that I believe Bo Byram could be more of an offensive defenseman that what we may have seen. He has all the tools. But when he was in Colorado, you had Kel McCarr playing with Devontae's. Those two took a lot of the offense, a lot of the power play, a lot of the top lines with Nathan MacKinnon minutes. Mm-hmm. That Byram was kind of like put on this, you know, second shelf here. It's not top shelf liquor here. It's second shelf liquor. We have McCarr and Devontae's up there. I think Byram and Buffalo, if you give them that really steady, consistent partner and you say, look, I want to see more offense out of you, Bowen, and I want you to really work with your partner as to the chemistry when you go. How does that affect your partner and be able to really gel and build that chemistry together? Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's Bo Byram, because he's the one that hasn't been here as long. And I feel like he has another notch in his identity, especially offensive identity, that he can get to.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes. I mean, I have to assume that the end goal of all this focus on defense is to actually improve the offense, right? You hear it from Lindy in every answer as far as what the drills are meant to do, which is be in the proper place to not surrender the types of goals that they gave up last year. But yes, when you do that with everything and how this roster is constructed among its top four defensemen and especially its top six or seven forwards, it should lead them to be way more aggressive on the attack and the counterattack, which could get them somewhere between where they ended up offensively last year and where they were previously, which was third best overall, right? Like that has to be the goal. And so I think Byram specifically can benefit from this type of positioning and help, right? Because he came into a real tough spot last year. Like first of all, they were already challenged offensively.
Yes.
And the trade featured Casey Mittelstadt, which made them even more challenged offensively based on how things were going last year, right? And after a few games, it was not like the most productive pairing with him and Dahlin. So I don't know.
I think the first couple of games was good, and then it kind of slipped a little bit, and it was
but it was good in the first game, but they lost that game if memory serves to Nashville, did they not? So it wasn't even like it was this game changing production and pairing, right? And obviously that's not to put blame on the pairing. It's just stating a fact that it didn't start like they were up here. You know, it was just, it was what it was. So
Byram's offense with the Colorado Avalanche in his full seasons, right? Like 2020, mm-hmm. 2021 was a COVID bubble year. He only played 19 games, had 2 assists, but he was a 19-year-old kid that year. Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't going to go to juniors. He stayed up there, actually went to the World Juniors, but his first full season in Colorado, 17 points in 30 games, more than half a point per game. His second full season, 24 points in 42 games, just slightly above a half a point a game. And mm-hmm. then last season with Colorado, 20 points in 55 games, which is like lower than a half a point a game. So he went from a good above half a point a game average to just over a half a point a game average to under a half a point a game average. I feel like a lot of that is the presence of, like I said, Cale Makar. Now, Byram could be a 55, 60 points during the regular season.
If he was a number one.
I still think he can.
Like, if he didn't have two number one defensemen in this group of six ahead of him, sure. Like,
here's the really good question here. Because I think there's more offense out of Rasmus Dahlin than Bo Byram. Absolutely. But I think there's more offense out of Bo Byram than Owen Power. And so Owen Power now is the one that I say has to start to maybe change the way that he sees the game. You got the offense from Dahlin. You get the offense from Bo Byram. Owen Power, what is your role now? I think that's another aspect of it. Because I haven't seen the offense out of Owen Power, but he's Young.
It was higher than Byram last year, right? Points per game.
Well, Byram had 9 points in 18 games in Buffalo.
Season, not the Sabre sample. But even then, the Sabre sample was probably pretty close.
Sabre sample was pretty close. I'm going out to pull it up right now.
I think you're forgetting that we had this major discussion slash revelation earlier in the summer when I said, what if... Now, I was pie in the sky when we were talking 50, but we ended up settling on what if this team has three defensemen at 40 points or higher?
Yes.
And my clear focus was this team takes a massive step forward if Owen Power is all of a sudden a 50 to 60 point defenseman, because I'm assuming Dahlin is going to be between 70 and 85 when the going gets good. And then if Byram is picking up the scraps of that and is still, let's say, between 35 and 42, you're not going to find many comparable defense groups as far as where that offensive push is coming from.
And no, you're not. You're not. That's a very tough thing to beat. But I think for me, I have it swapped. I think Dahlin is an 80 to 90 point, like a point a game type of guy. Plays all 82. He gets 85 points. I think the next step is Bo Byram. I think Byram is a 50 to 60 point guy. And I would like to see Power of 40 to 50. He had 33 last year, right? He had 35 the year before. I think going to 40 would be a step. But Byram, to me, can be a 50 to 60 point guy. Like, that has to be, give him a partner and a stability and a consistency where they can play together, where Byram can provide the offense on that pairing and the other player can understand the responsibility. And I probably think that's why they thought Dahlin with Power and Byram with Jokiarju. Jokiarju has been that security blanket for Dahlin before, right? He's been the guy saying, hey, Ras, go out, get points, join the rush, I'll back you up.
Samuelson, though.
So was Samuelson for a long time.
As far as if you were to canvass a casual fan, you know, who does Dahlin typically play with, right? Some are going to automatically default to Jokiharju. Some are going to default to Samuelson, right? So.
But Sammy can't play the 20 minutes that Bo Byram is going to play.
Do you know where I'm sitting right now?
You're sitting by our set.
Yes. And so what does that mean to you? It means
You're cold on the 200 level.
Yes. And I'm also in almost the exact position that we will be at 6:30 on Saturday night here on MSG, because we're going to do a full broadcast of the first preseason game, right? So why don't you get ready to canvass every single person that comes in on the 200 level here at KeyBank Center and say, who should Dahlin be partnered with? And then once we figure out Dahlin's partner, we're going to have a little more clarity on the next four in line to round out the group of six.
Yeah, but I think the idea for me was to play Dahlin with Jokiarju because I feel that Joki has been a safety security blanket to Dahlin, and he can play more minutes. Samuelson, with all the injury that he's had, I feel like, okay, let's give him 16 to 18 minutes a night. Let's not go 20 to 22. Mm-hmm. Let's really put him in that place, and maybe he's more on a penalty kill than, you know, that's his responsibility as a third pair guy. So if it was Dahlin with Jokiarju and Byram with Power, I'd be comfortable. But now that we are discussing it, and that's what the coaches do all summer long, right? Mm-hmm. They're discussing it. And they're like, okay, but what if we want Byram to be the 50 to 60 point guy? And by doing so, we have to give him that security safety blanket, which is not Owen Power.
And a contract. Dahlin.
And a contract, yes. But that's, I'm the coach. I don't care about contract. I'm the Kevin Adams on line one. Hello, don't play him. Don't get him 50 to 60 points. Okay, I'm kidding, right?
Obviously. Yes.
I know you are. Yeah. But that's, players laugh about that all the time. But if I want to give Byram the security blanket, then Power goes with Dahlin. Well, Power, you got to reinvent yourself if you're playing with Dahlin. You got to be the stay-at-home guy.
And we're obviously getting immediate response on X about this. And it's true where there is, like, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, Dahlin and Joki. But then in the makeup of the left-right world that we live in, much has been talked about how Dahlin plays the right or is comfortable, would prefer to insert it that comment however you want, because we've heard them all over the course of his time so far in the NHL. But if you do that, then you don't need him to be with Joki Haru because he's now on the right side. So I don't know, that's probably the debate that the coaches have had and said,
hey, if we don't need Dahlin on the left and Joki Haru on the right, and we feel like Dahlin can give us more on the right, because I have liked Rasmus Dahlin on the right as well, much more than Owen Power on the right. Owen Power, I saw him at Michigan 1 year. I went to Yost Arena. It's Yost, right? That's the way you say it, I think, in at Michigan. So anyway, I went over there. And I watched him, and he was everywhere. He was in the right corner, left corner, offensive zone, right side, left side. College was different, you know. At the NHL, I've not been in love with Owen Power playing the right side. I like Owen Power in the left better. Dahlin, I've loved him on the right side, so I think that's fine. That's a really good point by Solmander 8, I think that is.
That's why I don't identify. I know people will know when we're referring to their comment on X without identifying them by their handle, which is usually a ridiculous task that ends in a Yost Jost type of situation.
It is Yost with a Y, so it's not a Yost with a J, so I'm good. I got it. Woohoo! One for one on Thursday.
And the reason we unexpectedly just exhausted 22 minutes in honor of Jack Quinn, number 22, and his 23rd birthday, the reason we were talking about the defense and how it ended up going down that path is Dahlin absent today. Lindy Rupp provided the update early. Nothing too serious, likely to miss a few days. So it is what it is, but we still obviously have a long racetrack to go as it pertains to the preseason, which starts Saturday here. There's actually a scrimmage tomorrow amidst the three groups. Now, they won't be three teams, obviously, but we will await with great interest how they will divide and have a little scrimmage tomorrow just to get the guys more involved. And I
was wondering how that was going to work, because as a goalie, not that I need a scrimmage to get ready for a preseason game, but because we've done shinny games like three on three, 4 on 4, 5 on 5, but I still want a bit of the next step, right? Like you go from your shinny 3 on 3, 4 on 4, 5 on 5 in the summer to a couple of intense days of practice, testing, whatever. I want the next step before a game. Like, can we get a semblance of a scrimmage? I was wondering with the compressed camp how that was going to work. So looks like tomorrow is a scrimmage. It's going to allow Luukkonen and Levi and Reimer and whoever, right, to maybe get somewhat game action before Saturday and Monday's preseason games and then flying out to Europe.
Right. You have two home preseason games. Saturday, as we just mentioned, where we are on the air at 6:30 for pregame coverage on MSG. And, of course, the Monday game is now a later afternoon tilt against Columbus, as opposed to it's a 5 o'clock start, correct?
We moved it at 5 because the Bills play Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday night.
No, that's not the reason they did it. They did it to get their body clocks in tune with going as early as humanly possible before they travel. Okay, go with the Bills excuse. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I went to Europe to start the 2011-12 season with the Rangers.
Yes.
My body clock was perfect for the first 4 days. And then after that, it got screwy.
Really?
Like, I don't know why. Like, I got there. And
what time's last call over there? How did that impact all of this?
We went to dinner late and we stayed up late, but maybe that's why. And then I tried to get back to my regular sleeping hour time and wake up time, and I got all messed up. The first 4 days, I was perfect. And then after that, I was loopy.
Wasn't that your agent?
Yeah, Big Jill's Loopian, loopy. But I wasn't L-U-P-I-E. I was L-O-O-P-Y.
Also loopy. A big fan of Yuppie. So you have woven all that together here in the first half hour of the show. We have a lot to get to because there are tons of stories around. I was going to say, though, then the thing about tomorrow and having a scrimmage, and I think I just said, you know, get more involved. I didn't mean it in the obviously they're super involved in all their sessions right now.
Yeah.
But there's also the very clear structure of this camp where it's the Sabres and then the team, the players that are not.
And then the boat of us, the boat of the rest of us,
the boat of us. The white group and the gold group that are not part of the blue group. Yeah. But I say it in the involved standpoint because you do have to and want to have these groups that have been practicing second and third every day, right? you want to have some of them involved, wouldn't you say?
There's going to be a preseason game on Tuesday, and then
we all know why the Sabres are doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you've lived these training camps. You still have to try to present opportunity, right, for everybody? Or am I amiss on this? Like, everybody knows the reality.
I would say yes. I would say you have to give opportunities to
many. And you're right. They will get those in the preseason games.
They will get them, but in different settings. Going to Europe with the Rangers, we had our team starting practice day one. Torts was barking order day one. It was the same feel. It wasn't day one of training camp. It was day one of our season, and let's go. And then we went to Europe. They didn't even bring a third goalie that was competing or getting. They brought a third goalie that was a junior guy because they wanted the other guys, the AHL guys, to be able to get their reps in Hartford in the AHL and play their preseason games. Like, their focus with the Rangers was our guys. They're on the pedestal, and the rest of you, well, we'll get to you later. I'm not saying that's what the Sabres are doing now, but that was the feeling as a player I got when I was with the Rangers.
No, and I think the reason why it feels unfortunate for the other groups is because of how much time we spend talking about the high draft pedigree of some of these players, right? The Oslins of the world, just as one example, that aren't with the main group, where normally at this time of year, you'd be like, oh, I can't wait to see him with, and that's just the reality. And it's fine, and it's important, and it's clear.
Next Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be talking about them a lot more because we'll be watching them a lot more.
Yeah, lots to get to, probably more on the Sabres. Kyle Okposo has retired. And tons of news from around the NHL. We'll obviously look forward to seeing you here on Saturday when the rink is open up for preseason game number one. It's the Sabres and Penguins here on MSG. And of course, we want to see you here throughout the entirety of the season. Single game tickets are now on sale. All you have to do is hit up sabres.com/tickets. There are 40 home games this year because, of course, one is not available. It will be part of the Europe games as Buffalo begins the year with technically a home and a road tilt in Prague on October 4th and 5th. But the home season begins at KeyBank on October 10th. Look forward to seeing you then. And, of course, more on Sabres Live after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.